the annual LEGO competition event that draws dozens of community members together to enter their creative LEGO designs for prizes, was back in action on February 12 in the hamlet of Lac La Biche at the Stuart McPherson Public Library. The fun-filled day traditionally showcases not only unique designs that draw upon inspiration from pop culture and architecture but also hosts games and activities for families to enjoy. However, after the event was cancelled due to COVID last year, to make the event possible the convention was limited to only design entries and a viewing room with all the other contestants' builds, said Katie Blair, a library staff member. Regardless of the limitations, people were looking forward to the event, she said. People are super excited. They have been calling all week leading up to the event to ask questions. It's something that the whole family can do together. It's something that's not age-restrictive. It's a way for people to create things with their hands and their minds. This year, there were over 26 entries submitted throughout the day ranging from all age groups, including an adult category and online submission for the first time to increase accessibility, she said. It will be easier for people who can't make it due to COVID or drive here. COVID has taught us a lot of things can be online. It's a lot more accessible for everyone. Selection process and prizes. 5 LEGO set prizes will be awarded to the most creative builds designed for each distinctive age group for fairness, alongside a single fan favorite prize, said Blair. It's all dependent on which age category you fall into, so that way we don't have a 5-year-old going up against a 17-year-old. It just makes it more fair. Traditionally, a panel of judges select the winners from each category and award them with prizes, followed by a month-long display of their creations in the library. However, this year due to COVID, library staff will be selecting the winners shortly, said Blair. We're changing it to make it easier for ourselves and the public, who will also get them back sooner. We don't have the space for it, things have changed. Entry rules require participants to create their own builds not using instructional sets, but they are allowed to use images as a reference, said Blair. They can't use pre-made kits. It's an opportunity for everyone to get creative. In order to include everyone who wants to get creative, Blair says the library has LEGO materials year-round that community members can borrow and many people utilize to enter into LEGO competition, she said. The library has LEGOs that they can use if they don't have any at home or enough. They can come to our library and create what they want. We do have entries this year that used LEGOs from the library. Next year overall, considering how the pandemic has affected many library events that the public has looked forward to, they are thrilled with the turnout. This actually more than I'd figured we could get. We also didn't have the event last year, so this is pretty much what I figured we'd be around, but it's still good. As the restrictions ease, they hope next year they can host more interactive activities during LEGO competition, said Blair. But so far, since restrictions began to ease recently, far more families are coming to partake in other library programs which are promoting good use of the library's activities, she told Lakeland this week. We can only have one family at a time in our children's area, but as soon as the rules changed, we had families just swarm back to be able to interact with one another and have their babies play together while they chatted. That's what our space is about. It's about letting families come and enjoy themselves.